salvation. Life in fantasy, nail your feet to solid ground. Because the world keeps changing nearly every day, and somebody new will gladly take your place. Don't you worry if you're on solid ground, you can make it. Solid ground, you can make it. Like solid ground, you can make it. Well, your life's on solid ground.
Welcome. This is Larkin, Texas. It's September the 15th, 2012, and I'm just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's research notes page is entitled Property, and you can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area. Keep in mind that you're listening to Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We don't screen callers, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR. Rush, Laura, or Michael. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. That call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about property today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcasting.org is the mothership. RBN presents offerings that are often exclusive to this network. And so I urge you to check it out. Now, this begins the fourth week since I made the decision to compile my weekly research notes in a Word document and then only to publish those most relevant to the live airing of this broadcast. So with that said, if you'd like to peruse them all, you can always shoot me an email with the title of the broadcast in the subject line to larkintexas@gmail.com. And I'll deliver them back to you as an attachment. Today we're going to talk about property. In my view, the central issue for every one of us. all debate, all conflict centers on property. And your definition for property. Is it proper and just? Is it well and good to own property? I begin our research notes page today with a few quotes, as is my custom. The first is from H.G. Wells, The New World Order, 1939. Countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting against it. Earl Shores writes in A Nation of Salesmen, 1996. It was indeed the age of information. But information was not the precursor to knowledge. It was the tool of the salesman. Robin Eubanks, our guest last week. And by the way, if any of you have concerns for the education system that you're caught up in, or that one of your loved ones is caught up in, I urge you to visit her website. Use the podcast from last week. Send it out as an email to your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your child. This is information well worth looking into, ladies and gentlemen. But Robin employs as her tag a portion of a quote from Julian Venda, that being, a group which desires to be strong has no use for the man who claims to think for himself. Now, Julian Venda originally wrote this in La Trahison des Clercs, The Treason of the Intellectuals, written in 1927. The fuller quote, our age has seen priests of the mind teaching that gregarious is the praiseworthy form of thought and that independent thought is contemptible. It is moreover certain that the group which desires to be strong has no use for a man who claims to think for himself. Now, if you recall, some of you out there, my inaugural broadcast on this network, and how I define socialism, I'll revisit that in a moment. I say that socialism equates to gangsterism. Now, I've yet to have anybody refute this. And if you refute it, I'd certainly like to hear about it. We may have very different notions of what socialism and gangsterism actually are. I always begin with this. Do I have a right to honorable contract? Yes or no? Must I engage in organized crime and racketeering just to get by nowadays? Well, clearly, many of us have made the decision that yes, it's an acceptable risk. You've heard me say, I'm surrounded by criminals, gangsters, socialists, and communitarians. What about my right to honorable contract? And as it pertains to our discussion today, what about your right to property? Is ownership of property a good thing or a bad thing? You'll see the word cloud, which begins socialism equals gangsterism. at larkintexas.blogspot.com. The title, Property. And I examine these words. You can examine these words. It was said that we had a right to free association. Well, a lot of us actually took those words to heart, and we joined associations. We joined trade unions. We went to work for corporations, or we started a corporation, a collectivist body, engaged in commerce and in contract. But as I've shared with you, those members of associations or unions or corporations have accepted a trade-off. Their independence for a duty and a benefit. Their free will, their freedom of thought, is now subsumed to the diktats of the group, to groupthink, to consensus, and to compromise. Now, originally we called this free assembly, and we accept this as well and good. But in a police state, we know that free assembly is rather a double-edged sword, is it not? Then we were told that there was such a thing as a free market, and we had a right to free markets. We know that some of us have taken this to heart. Capitalism doesn't like rules. It doesn't like boundaries, because they want and insist on unfettered access to what they term free markets. Now, if a man in China will work for $2 a day, what right have you or I to impinge upon his right to the free market? Then there's that thing called free speech. Although we generally accept that we can't shout fire in a theater as a ruse. Hang in there, Lyle, in Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen, for these messages.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
To be a cowboy. I'm going to be a cowboy. I'm born to be a cowboy. I want to be a cowboy. A cowboy!
Our word picture, we see next those words, free trade. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Free trade. I don't think I need to say anything more about that one, ladies and gentlemen. This audience I know is quite hip to those words, free trade. Then there's that word, freeman. Do any of these words mean that we're free? Well, I leave that for you to decide. Folks, those who would deny you the right to own property outright and or to engage in honorable contract are the same people who mean to enslave you. Overwhelmingly are these the parasites and modern-day pirates who would have you believe they are much smarter or somehow much better than you, or that they've assumed this supposed exalted status and authority over you by proclamation, privilege, divine right, or simply by virtue of the fact they've been granted license for, of course, their licentious behavior. And you are just some lowly life form or slave work unit, some biological human resource. Remember that word, humus, etymologically speaking, indicates you must have sprung from the primordial ooze. Alchemically molded from dirt, water, and other elements to become as their beast, a monster to be tamed, as if clay, mere putty in their minds. They've been brainwashed to regard you as their customer, as if the mark of some conniving grifter. Thus, to them, you were put on this planet for them to ride herd over. There are lessers, naturally, to pick your pockets, to exploit you with sanctimonious impunity. So, what do you think about someone that would deny you to own that which is inside your own skin or between your own ears? What would you call such a person? Lyle in Wisconsin, what have you to say?
Well, I was thinking what you said, you know, about owning. Is it a good thing to own property, you know?
Hold that thought, Lyle. Let's see if I can stomach what you have to say after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You still on the line as well, Larry?
This is Lyle.
Oh, okay. What about you, Larry? Are you also on the line? Jessica, if you can bring up Larry from Arkansas as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, very good. Now tell me, Lyle, do you have a mucus problem?
Pardon me?
Do you have a mucus problem? Because I noticed that your voice always sounds like you got a lot of snot. I mean, you have this nasally quality, rather disgusting quality in your voice. Is it because you're full of snot? Or were you just born that way?
I guess I was just born that way. I can't help it.
Now, you have a voice that really nauseates me, my friend. I can't help it. Your voice really, I mean, it's like I want to find you and just bust your ass. It's because of your voice, do you think?
Are you
a
pretty tough?
Is it because of that snot?
Are you a tough guy?
I don't have snot in my voice.
All right, kids,
or in my brain. What do you think, Larry? Does this guy sound like he's got snot in the brain?
I think you kids ought to play fair now. I don't know who you're talking about. I haven't heard him talk yet.
Well, go ahead, Lyle. What do you got to say today?
What I was going to say is that as to is it a good thing to own property, yes, I would say it is. But today, 70% of new homes are in associations. And when you live in an association, you have to abide, you know, by the bylaws. For example, my girlfriend just bought a condo. And, you know, back when this condo was built like 20 years ago, but subsequently the board got together, you know, it's the residents who live there, and they decided to pass a rule, no smoking, you know, in the unit. So she says, oh, and she's a smoker, you know, she says, but that's no big deal. I can go out, you know, on the patio. So she'd go out, you know, out of her glass sliding doors on the patio and have a cigarette, you know. Well, then they decided after that, no more smoking on your patio. You can't smoke on your patio, you know.
So who do you think put those rules in place?
Well, it was what they call the association.
They must be communitarians, would you guess?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I mean, is that what you mean when you're speaking of communitarianism?
Yeah, they're criminals. Communitarians are racketeers and criminals. They somehow think that their rights always supersede yours, especially if they can gang up on you.
Well, the way it works, you know, like in this condo building, all right, let's say you've got 24 units. And let's say that you've got smokers in, you know, 5 or 6, and the other 18 or 20 units are non-smokers. Well, then when they have their monthly meeting, someone will say, you know, I suggest having a rule to disallow smoking. You know, and since 80% of the people are non-smokers, they just vote for it. And they figure, you know, the heck with the, they don't really care because they don't smoke.
Yeah, we call this the basis for this so-called democracy, this immoral behavior that is accepted amongst us, that if we simply have a majority, we can overrule the rights of another.
But on the other
hand, the way rights work is that you get to keep your rights so long as you're not impinging upon the rights of another. And so, in my opinion, to belong to any association is really rather an immoral act, just like I regard voting to be an immoral act.
Well, I believe in voting. I believe every American should vote. You know, unless
you must be a communitarian then.
Well, I guess, I mean, yeah, I've been voting all my life.
Well, do you think you might have been born into this kind of slavery? What gives anybody a right to put a gang of criminals in charge of managing your life? Don't you think we have enough laws and rules and regulations and enforcement codes as it is?
Right. Well, you can, you know, I mean, the thing is, in this type of a society, I mean, you're always going to have.
What do you mean, this type of society? You mean the slave society?
Well,
are you one of these guys that think Churchill was right when he said that it's not the greatest form of government, but the best we have?
Well, what I mean is like a civil, a society of laws, okay? We live in a society of laws, correct?
No, we don't. We live in a society of lawlessness, my friend. Lawlessness.
Well, in a society of lawlessness, you know, no one can tell you no smoking.
Let me ask you this, Lyle. You too, Larry. Chime in anytime you want. Do you think a doctor that feeds you and your family members drugs that they know nothing about? They see an average patient today for 7 minutes. It's like an assembly line. Do you think these people are moral? Do you think that they give a damn about your well-being and your health? Or are they racketeers, criminals, poisoners, and even murderers? What say you, Lyle?
Lyle?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I think most doctors, what they just follow the protocol, you know?
A protocol of what? The learned elders of Zion? The standard of care? What protocols are you referring to?
Well, when you come in, you present with a certain condition. They do a diagnosis. And then basically, you know, for that diagnosis, the prescription is usually some type of a drug, and they follow that.
Well, in which case, you know something, Lyle? Let's say it the way it is. These people are brainwashed morons. They're working for the slavers. They're working for the people trying to murder the American people in an asymmetric war of a sort. They want to poison people in the same way the British poisoned the Chinese in two opium wars so that they can enslave the population by taking over the instruments of power.
Who are you referring to now here? The doctors?
Absolutely. And what are lawyers anymore today? What are lawyers absolutely? Are they not criminals, plunderers, pirates, racketeers? Do you think that they follow the law? What kind of law is it that Americans live and toil under? That we actually have to pay these son of a guns a damn thing? These people are running a criminal racket in the same way that the lawyers are, and the reason is because they're all syndicalists. They have licenses. They're required to have licenses, which gives them license for licentiousness or licentious behavior. Have you ever thought of it that way?
Well, I'll tell you, my doctor, for example, recently, you know, I was just feeling ill, generally speaking, and I said, Doc, I said, I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror, I look terrible. What could be wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight's perfect.
Don't you have enough sense to work on trying to figure it out yourself? Why do you even need these people? As far as I'm concerned, they're parasites, every one of them.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not a doctor. It's where I can diagnose it, you know.
Well, don't you think you have enough sense to kind of figure out what's wrong with you on your own without paying a doctor? You know, they're running an extortion racket, and especially under this Obamacare nonsense, where we're going to be required to submit our bodies to vaccinations, drugging. I'm telling you, what they call the standard of care today is guided by a futilitarian. A guy who actually thinks that you and me have a duty to die. This is what running a racket is all about. This is what being a communitarian is all about. You can throw yourself with the criminals. You can throw in your lot with the criminals. Or you can choose to be of a free and independent mind.
I'll tell you,
you can own your own mind and you can own your own body, and you don't need some damn expert to tell you what for.
I think doctors, mostly, like any profession, basically they're in it for the money.
I think enslaved themselves. I think that they're involved in a criminal racket. They know it, but they're stuck. They can't get out.
you know, my doctor was interviewing me, and I told him I had a little bit of depression, you know, and he said, have you ever had, this, you know, suicidal thoughts? And I confided to him, I've had a couple of times I've had suicidal thoughts. He says, all right, well, from now on, you'll pay in advance.
Yeah, that's cute. What have you got to say, Larry?
About what, exactly?
Well, why'd you call?
I was calling because that guy in China that's working for $2 doesn't want to work for $2, Lark. He has to work for $2 to have some money. I don't agree with you on that one.
Well, I'm not saying the guy that's working for $2 is a bad guy.
I'm saying that he's not getting his fair share of of his labor. I think he should get paid more. That's all I'm saying.
Well, but isn't that up to him to decide?
Yeah, it's up to him, but usually that doesn't work unless you, you know, get kind of a communitarian attitude with all the workers together to tell the boss, hey, buddy, we got to have some more of this money or, you know.
Well, Larry, this is where we probably
disagree,
and I'll tell you why. I don't need a group to do my thinking for me. I don't want a group to do my thinking for me.
But then you'd be stuck with the $2 job.
Not necessarily. I've got a brain.
Well, yeah, I
can do whatever I want. I sure as hell don't need to go to work for a corporation. Why do I want a job? Why would any sane person want a job?
Well, I agree.
Unless it was a temporary stop off along
right,
the
I agree.
Way to
I
something
agree.
Else.
I agree, but in China, they probably don't have that opportunity. Is what I'm getting at.
Well, but you know something. Controlled. You know, if we just pay attention to our own well-being, and we engage in honorable contract, we can have everything that we want as long as we respect our neighbors.
Well, that's true in a perfect world, but that ain't where we find ourselves is the problem.
Well, I think our problem is that too many of us are tied to dishonorable contracts.
Yeah, that's probably
true. Or invisible contracts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And this is what gives these lawyers the license, you know, to plunder us.
Yeah.
They've got their own language, and so if you're not in on their little specialty language and their fun and games for piracy and plunder, then we're led to believe that we need a lawyer. Oh, my goodness.
We need
a lawyer. I don't need a lawyer ever.
I know, but most people just have their beer and just do what they got to do to get by. They don't think as deeply as you or I or other people. You know what I'm saying? They got a couple of kids. They got, you know, they're just wanting to get by, and while they're alive on this planet, and they don't take the time to figure out why they're doing what they're doing. They're just doing it. That's the problem.
Why we're all becoming enslaved in this new system, because we're all going along to get along.
Right.
We're wrapped up in political correctness. We don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
We don't want to speak our mind. We're not entitled to speak freely, after all. But is this tantamount to shouting fire in a crowded theater? I think not.
No, it's free speech.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now that I consider all allopathic medical physicians, all American hospitals, the American Hospital Association, the American Medical Association, further, the American Bar Association, the Lawyers Guild, I declare all these people to be criminals engaged in racketeering, piracy, and in many cases, poisoning and murder.
You know, did I ever tell you about here in Arkansas, our governor's on that National Governor Board, and it was televised on...
He's a criminal, Larry.
I know, but listen, let me tell the story. And so... he's there with Walmart, and he's there with all the other governors, and he's there with a government representative for food issue for children in schools, and they're talking about sugar, and he says, well, we'd like to knock the sugar down. Our governor says that. And the guy from the government says, well, if we lower the sugar too far, we'll have to raise the sodium. I mean, that's where their minds are at.
Yeah, well, what gives him the right to think for you and me at all, especially your children? Hold on, guys, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
If you have time, Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Ladies and gentlemen, your right to property is inviolate. Define that word, property. Is it not well and good and proper that you should have the responsibility and the ownership of that which resides in your own skin? Do you have a right not to engage in dishonorable contract? This is how it boils down, as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to be a member of any association. I don't want to be a member of any racket. I don't want to take the advice of an obvious brainwashed, pathetic, revolting criminal. I don't want my child to be put into a public school so that he or she can be brainwashed by these cretins they call teachers. And to pay for the privilege. How silly is that? To pay for the privilege to be brainwashed, enslaved, marauded, plundered, poisoned. Give me a break.
Hey,
final comments. Final comments, Lyle, and you too, Larry. Go ahead, Lyle.
Larry, did anyone ever tell you you sound like Johnny Cash in the Tennessee Three?
Yeah, I have heard that before.
I think Larry should be a singer. You got a great voice, Larry.
My final comment is that I'm in favor of individualism as long as it doesn't lead to elitism.
Good for you. I like it. What about you, Lyle? Final comments.
Well, the way you feel about doctors, I don't think you'd like my doctor too well.
I like them personally. I just don't want to deal with them professionally, okay? I think they have their place when it comes to emergency medical services, when it comes to surgery, certain things like that, even specialty work. But for the most part, I don't want these son of a guns close to my body. I don't want what they're selling.
This guy says, I want to do a little, this was a psychiatrist. He referred me to a psychiatrist.
And these people are engaged in racketeering and criminal fraud. Every psychologist and psychiatrist in this country. Every single one. This is not a science. It is a pseudoscience.
Well,
there is no legal definition for mental illness. That, of course, they can't cure with some kind of poison.
My psychiatrist, she gave me this little test, you know, for IQ test. And she came back with the results, and she says, according to this test, you know, you're below average IQ, you know.
I say, screw them. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Lark.
We've had our say. Now you have yours. Stay tuned to RBN.
It's true.